Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Today we have a special guest up here. You may know him already or you may not, but here we go. Come on, David.
Over 3 years, I serve as a small group leader, and I teach a class, the class Knowing the Word of God. And this morning, I'm going to be bringing you the Word of God. A woman named Rose Crawford has been blind for 50 years. And all of a sudden, she says, "I just can't believe it," as she gasped and the doctor lifted up bandages from her eyes after her recovery from a delicate surgery in an Ontario hospital. She was weeping for joy the first time in her life, seeing dazzling and beautiful world of form and color that greeted her eyes now that she was able to see. The amazing thing about this story, however, is that 20 years of her blindness had been unnecessary. She did not know that surgical techniques had been developed and that an operation could have restored her vision at the age of 30. Instead of 50. The doctor said that she figured that there was nothing that could be done for her condition. Much of her life could have been different. As we think about this case, some questions come to mind. Why did she continue to assume that her situation was hopeless? Had no one ever told her about the wonderful advances in eye surgery? How many people go on living in moral blindness until we bring them to the Savior? Millions will never know anything but spiritual darkness because no one has shared with them the light that has come into this world. When you ask a person who has had an encounter with God, you will notice that they use words like amazing, wonderful, miraculous, supernatural, life-changing, and touch is something that everybody longs for, something that everyone needs. When we look at scripture that we have for today in the book of Mark, Mark records this strange event. And the strange part about this is that it's not covered by any other gospel. You won't find this in Luke, Mark, or John. Let's read in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. "And they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. Taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, 'Do you see anything?' And he looked up and said, 'I see men, for I see them like trees walking around.' Then again, he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored and began to see everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, 'Do not even enter the village.'" Dear Lord Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word come into our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. To me personally, losing eyesight would be one of the scariest things that can happen to a human being. Until now, I've been blessed with 20/20 vision. But it terrifies me that someday my vision will start to decay as I get older. Now, imagine being blind during Jesus' time. That's pretty much as bad as it gets. There was no contact lenses, no corrective glasses, no laser or cataract surgery. Being blind meant you had no hope for anything in life. Bethsaida, which was the house of fishing, was a little town in Galilee which was very familiar to Jesus and his disciples, who they frequently visited. While this blind man did not know Jesus, apparently, his friends or family or neighbors must have heard about him as they took him to Jesus begging for his touch. Which brings me to my first point. Someone has to lead the blind. We have to pray for our family and our friends, but most importantly, we also have to bring them to Jesus. As believers, our eyes have been opened. Remember the lyrics to the song? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Right? Imagine that for a second that there's a world out there full of people who are walking through life blindly, with arms out, extended, trying to find their way in life. Well, guess what? That's the reality of it. Your family, my family, your friends, my friends, without Christ, are blind. Spiritually speaking, and us, personally, we know the best doctor in the whole wide universe that can save and restore their sight for free. And yet we hesitate to bring people to Christ. The most important thing that you can do as a follower of Christ is making disciples. The most important thing. And that means you pray for them, yes, but you also have to put in the work. You have to bring them to Christ. So, after we bring them to the Savior, they can be set apart. And we know that Jesus wants to set you apart from this world because he wants to spend time alone with you. The first thing that Jesus did with this man was take him by the hand. He led him outside of the village. There could have been many reasons why. But maybe let's say that he did not want to make a show in the middle of the village. And also let's remember that Jesus was not there to meet the expectations of the crowds. Once Jesus had his complete attention with no distractions, he spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, asking him if he could see anything. And the man's honesty here is key, because he told Jesus that he saw shapes like trees walking around. Jesus gave him perfect sight as soon as he admitted that he could not see perfectly. Now, this brings me to a question. Why did Jesus heal this man in stages? Why not in one single shot? Well, let's answer this. The easiest way to answer it is thinking about the knots first. First of all, it was not because Jesus did not have the power. It wasn't. It was not because this man's blindness was a particularly hard case. It was not because Jesus tried and failed the first time. Now, let's look at what Jesus was doing first, and what he does in our lives. First, he reaches out to us. Second, he draws us toward him in an intimate and personal encounter. Third, he exercises his power to transform our lives and give us new sight. He also works with us as we go from not understanding, like seeing the trees, to the point in our lives where we become mature and are able to see everything clearly. It's a process of growth that only Jesus makes possible in our lives until the day that we see him face to face, just as he is. The most important thing we need to take away from this process is that it's a process of Christian maturity, holiness, and growth. So now I ask you, what stage are you in today? Maybe you came in here today and you were completely blind of the truth that of what Jesus can do for your life. And today, Jesus is reaching out to you to take you by the hand and away from your worries and troubles of this world in order to bring clarity to your soul. Maybe. Or maybe you're at a stage where you have experienced Jesus, but you still don't understand clearly or see the truths of the gospel, like seeing the trees. Well, Jesus is here. And if needed, he will spit in your eyes once more so that you're able to understand his truths clearly today. Or maybe you even see clearly, and what you need to do is bring those around you to Jesus so that they can be healed from this blindness. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 all the way to 6, it says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ as Jesus as Lord, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Christ. When you think about it, all it takes is one touch. Everyone, you, me, and everyone, we will have or we've had trouble focusing our life on God at some point in our lives. The disciples had trouble, and yet they spent all of their time with Jesus. And we can easily see this in the same chapter of Mark, chapter 8. We can easily see this at the beginning of the chapter when Jesus fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread and a couple of fish and had leftovers. Have you ever been to a restaurant? You ate your meal, you had some leftovers, and the waiter or waitress comes over, she packs it up real nice, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be lunch for tomorrow. And then you get home and you realize you left the leftovers at the restaurant. It's happened to me, all right? And it happened to the disciples that day. Well, after that, the disciples, they got on a boat, they forgot to take the bread. They had only one loaf with them. That's not enough for all them people. Now let's read on verse 17 of the same chapter 8. And it says, and Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? And they said to him, 12. When I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets of broken bread did you pick up? And they said to him, 7. And he was saying to them, do you not yet understand? In a strange way, we are like the blind man in the middle of his healing. And that's okay. It just means that God is just not done with us yet. When we read Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, we can see that, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. We are a work in progress. God has better plans for your life than what you can imagine. And if you're not the person you think you should be, hang in there. God's not done with you yet. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we see this as well in verses 51 and 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not at all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. All it takes is a blink of an eye. And the transformation, this transformation can start right now with a touch of Jesus in your life. In the Bible, we can see so many people that were touched by Jesus. First, we were talking about this guy. Jesus touched a blind man and gave him sight and hope and gave him his life back. He touched the lepers and gave him dignity and their families and a future back. He touched the woman who was sick and bleeding and gave her health. He touched people who were paralyzed and set them free to walk and live. He touched children and gave them a blessing. He touched a young dead girl and gave her life. How about us? How are we going to fix our eyes on Jesus? Maybe things aren't so clear yet. But did you guys know that coming to church is not the same as being a part of the church? That singing the songs that we just sang is not the same as worship? That tithing and offering is empty when it's not done wholeheartedly with love? That praying beautiful poetic words is worthless without pouring out our hearts before God? That working in the church is not the same as serving humbly, expecting nothing in return except for God to be glorified? Knowing about Jesus is not the same as knowing Jesus. So what do you want God to do for you today? Wouldn't it be great to be touched by Jesus this morning? Wouldn't it be great to see clearly the beauty of having an eternal lifetime to spend with Him? I tell you, Jesus is inviting you to leave everything around you, to allow Him to draw you out of the crowd of your mind and your heart, so that you may be able to see the greatest and most beautiful truth known to man. If you don't know this beautiful gift, then maybe today is your day. Jesus voluntarily and out of love gave His life on a cross for you and for me. The price for our sin, we know, it's death according to God. And the only way to receive salvation is by grace and through the death and resurrection of Jesus. If you do not know this amazing love, today could be your opportunity. Don't let your being shy or anything else cut you short from the most important decision of your life. We all need salvation, and only through Jesus we can have it. Jesus can touch you today just as He touched the blind man and made him see. Now, I must confess, I also was blind. And at the time that I was blind, I actually did not want to see. I worked every day with Pastor Emilio Laura, the pastor from our Chalmette campus. We worked every day. And every day on a daily basis, he spoke to me about God and all His wonders. I had friends from the church who spoke to me about God. And I even started going to a small group because I felt lonely about God. And, you know, my family as well, the pastor, all he talked to me about was God. And man, he can talk. But then Jesus drew me out in love. He set my mind and my heart apart and spoke the truth into my life that took the blinders out of my spiritual eyes. I once was blind, and now I see. And now, there are many times in life that I feel like the blind man with the first touch of Jesus. I feel like that sometimes. I still see trees once in a while. I don't know it all. But there are times when, by the grace of God, I can see everything clear. And one thing is always clear to me, that by the grace of God and His love, I am here today sharing His truth. And by His power, my chains are gone. I have been set free. And one day when He comes, I shall see Him with my own eyes. Dear Lord, Father, thank You for this morning, Lord. I ask that You bless this church, Lord, that everyone in here can experience a beautiful life in You, Lord. We thank You for the blessings, Lord, and we ask that You bless the rest of this week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Praise the Lord. Just one touch. That's all it takes, right? And just 20 minutes, that's all it takes. If I could learn from you and preach just 20 minutes, maybe I would be loved even more. Isn't that great? You guys are like, whoa, we can actually go have breakfast before we have lunch today. It's amazing. Your eyes have been opened today. And I hope that the truth has helped you today to see that we're all in this together. There's a process. You may be seeing trees now or bushes or whatever. You know, there are times, like you said, that I still see trees. We just don't know it all yet, right? But there'll be that blinking of an eye at the end, and we'll be transformed. All we have to do is rely on Jesus' touch. He'll set you apart. He'll pull you out, and He'll take care of you. And if you have not yet been drawn out by Jesus from the crowd of your mind and the crowd of your heart, from your own village, and set apart and touched by Jesus, He wants to do that today. So I want you to know that if you have not surrendered your life to Him, this is your moment, that you can do that right now and start a whole new life in Christ, to truly see with the eyes of the soul, spiritually, for eternity. And this is your chance. because Jesus paid it all on the cross. And if you have not done that yet, and today you want to be like that blind man and just give him your heart and give him your sight, give him your all, I ask you right now, would you? Would you do that right now and pray this with me? Oh God, I've been walking in my own ways, blinded by this world, by sin, by everything, by myself. But today, I long for your touch. And I know that this word of truth can touch my heart today. And if you have, and you have, and right now I believe with all of my heart, and I confess it with my mouth, you are Lord and you are Savior. You are everything. Open up my eyes to see you for who you are and to know you personally for eternity. Forgive me and be my God personally. Now that's a simple prayer, but the work of transformation is done by the Spirit in your heart. And if right now you want to surrender your life to Him, if you've never done so, this is your chance. You may raise your hand and let me know, and I will pray with you and welcome you to the family of God. Maybe you've done that already, but for some reason, you're still stumbling around seeing trees. Maybe you need a second touch. Maybe you need Jesus to do whatever it takes. Like He said, even if it takes spitting in your eyes again. Well, maybe you're in need right now. And if you need a second touch of Jesus, I want you to stand where you are. I want to pray with you. You don't have to come here. You don't have to come forward. But if you feel like right now, you know what? I could use a second touch right now. I'm going to pray with you and for you right now. Maybe you're like the friends of the blind man. And you're saying, you know what? I got some blind people around me that I need to bring to Jesus. I hope you're encouraged today.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.